Hey guys, my name is Andrew Bush and I'm a senior at Highland Park and will be attending Baylor University in the fall. Looking at me on stage tonight, it might be easy to assume that I have it all together and that everything is going great in my life. But let me be real. For me, high school has had some ups and downs I would like to share with you. I grew up in a Christian home with a loving family who taught me the love of Christ for as long as I can remember. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior when I was 7, but did not truly understand what it meant to fully surrender my life to Christ. I knew what the Bible had to say, and I knew the right answers in church, but I was not truly living out what I was saying. This went on from the time I accepted Christ all the way until the summer before my freshman year. That summer, I went to Camp Barnabas with Watermark and saw the pure love and joy for Jesus Christ everywhere I looked. For the first time I can remember, I truly wanted to fully pursue a stronger relationship with Christ. I started to make Christ a part of my everyday life. I was constantly reading scripture and praying. This continued the rest of the summer and went into the school year, and I felt truly all in my faith. I started to pursue membership at Watermark, and I felt like I had a good group of friends that believed in the same things I did, and most importantly, I also had great community that were doing the same things I was doing. So I felt like no matter what happened, I would have other people with me experiencing the same things I was. This all changed when COVID hit. Instead of using all the extra time at my disposal and further strengthening my relationship with the Lord, I instead fell out of touch with the Lord and would rarely find myself communicating with him. By the time I started hanging out with people again, I started to notice that many of my peers around me started to succumb to the things of this world. Since I feared what people thought of me, I turned a blind eye to a lot of these things in hopes that I would be liked and accepted by others. This went on for most of my sophomore and junior year until things got really bad. I talked to Will McElroy on the Shoreline team, and we decided that it was best for me to slowly distance myself from who I was hanging around. This led to an all-time spiritual low for me. It led to even more spiritual apathy, anxiety, and depression for me. I felt more isolated than ever, and for one of the first times in my life, I began to question God and his plan. Then about 2 months later, I began interning for Summer Shoreline, and my faith took off. Just seeing other people my age truly living out the things I wanted to live out encouraged me to open myself back up to God and to start truly living for Christ. Doing the internship program gave me increased accountability to take my faith seriously and to get in the Word constantly. Doing this program helped me learn of many areas in my life that needed improving, such as pride, the sin of comparison, and not trusting in the Lord. The knowledge and habits I learned doing the program this past summer have carried into this year. And while my walk with the Lord certainly isn't perfect, it's at the best it has been and continues to get better every day. If you can relate to my experience, I would like to leave you with one verse, which is Galatians 1:10. For am I now seeking the approval of man or God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. In this world, it may be tempting to try to please both God and man, but trying to win the approval of others amounts to nothing. But seeking out the approval of the Lord is everything. Thank you for listening to my story.